Good evening, folks. You're all very welcome to the ERT meeting this afternoon, October. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly, as we are currently in unprecedented times. Can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the new guidelines with regards of the conduct of the meeting? Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they may have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where the Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak an item that you use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring in members as listed. At this stage, you unmute your microphone to speak or click the button on the delegate microphone if you are physically in the meeting room. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking, and cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. I would remind members to keep their instant message to the following letters: TEP Q if you wish to ask a question, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using the instant messaging. Following the presentation of the officer's report, the chairperson will call for a proposer or a seconder. This should be done using the instant messaging feature. Please do not submit these until asked to do so, as it may be missed. If two members ask to propose, the first member having indicated through instant messenger will become the proposer, and the second member having indicated will become the seconder. The chairperson will ask the proposer and seconder in turn to unmute to indicate vocally they are happy to propose and second the decision. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate by instant messenger feature so we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Oh, that was good. Just by way of introductions, folks, it would be remiss of me not to mention the Newry Business Awards on Thursday night. A great evening, and I would just like to congratulate all those who were shortlisted and indeed all those who won awards on the night. It was a great evening, and thank the Council as well for the invitation for us ART members, so thank you. Okay, so item number two, declarations of interest.
Non-chairperson.
Okay, there's none coming through here, so we'll move on. The action sheet for September 2021, so we can go through it page by page. Any apologies? No, none here from the chamber. No. Okay, so action sheet, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, and page 7. That'd be enough. I just need someone to propose and second if possible. Robert's proposed here in chamber, seconded by Councillor Milbury. Okay, so we'll move on then to item number 4, which is the active travel cycle infrastructure of educational programmes. So that's Mr. McGilley will be taking that.
Chair, as Council will be aware, this piece of work was funded through your COVID recovery monies, funded through DFC, Chairman, and the action plan that's been in place and has been presented at AHC later in the month, Chair. As part of the potential slippage monies from the COVID recovery, we are seeking approval to do a number of pilot schemes around cycle shelters and cycle stands in both Dunpatrick, Newry and across each of the DEAs, Chair, from potential slippage. We're seeking approval to do that. The locations will be agreed through the Climate Change Forum, Sustainability and Climate Change Forum, that is responsibility for the Master Plan, but the funding is controlled through this department, this committee, Chair. So that's the proposal or the recommendation that's before you this evening.
Thank you, Mr. McGilley. Councillor Kern, you're looking to come in there?
Yes, so looking for, first of all, I totally support this active cycle because of the present situation. Sorry for my hoarseness. It came from Thursday night talking too much. Because of the situation we find ourselves in now, and with, you know, the people to get into more fitness and things like that, but it's bias we have going about. But what I would like to know exactly, well, there's two going to Newry and two going to Downpatrick. I would like to know where they're going to be installed in Downpatrick.
Sure, that will be decided through the Sustainability and Climate Change Forum. Those will be discussed. It is a pilot scheme based on potential slippage. So if we have money available, then those locations will be decided. I think there's a number of locations that have been identified through the forum, but that'll be the final ones will be decided through that group.
Okay, thank you. The next to comment is Councillor Andrews.
Yes, Chair, a wee comment and a proposal as well. I welcome these proposals and the recommendations that have been outlined in the paper. And over the past 18 months or so, we've seen more people taking to the roads, for example. I'd stick to the walking, but there's been a lot of a major increase in cycling and the use of bikes, which would warrant more shelters, etc., across the district. And if proven successful, you know, maybe we could look at more shelters that could be taken into account and provided for in the future. But again, I'm only too happy to propose that we go ahead with what's recommended. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Councillor McMurray.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I'm not sure if it's been proposed or seconded yet, but if it hasn't, I'm happy to do so. I suppose sort of slightly on the same lines as Councillor Curran there, just regarding locations. And also, I take it that's 2 in Downpatrick, 2 in Newry, and then 15 supplementary shelters across the rest of the district. Would that be right then, Chair? Thank you.
Mr. McGill, are you happy to come
back? Yeah, that's the potential if the slippage is identified, Chair.
Okay, thank you. So that was proposed by Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor McMurray. Okay, so item number 5 then on our agenda tonight is Labour Market Partnership Update, and that's yourself again, Mr. McGillick.
Yep, Chair, again, this is an update report that has been a very active item on the agenda over the past number of months, Chair. So the action plan that we agreed has been submitted to the department for ratification. So what we're seeking at this point is approval of the business case, given that if we're successful in securing funds, there will be an element of that have to be spent in this financial year. So to expedite matters, we're seeking approval to approve the business case and commence the procurement process as soon as the letter of offer is in place, and then start work on the submission for the 22-23 financial year, Chair, along the same basis that was the current action plan has been developed.
Thank you. Councillor Andrews?
Thanks very much, Chair. I'm only too happy to propose this paper on reading them, and I'd like to thank the officers and all involved in putting together a roadmap and proposals on such an important topic. Especially more so since we're gradually coming out of COVID, we're going to witness and see a different type of employment landscape, work patterns, and how people do their work will have changed to a whole new environment, and we need to adapt and change that. And it is important that these mindsets and skills be encouraged and further developed. And it's good to see that this has been envisaged. And our worrying factor too in this regard will be the impact that the ending of furlough is going to have. Will businesses survive? We have already seen closures and the impact, but the uncertainty that is now in front of us, only time will tell. I'm fully supportive of this programme and support the recommendations and the sort of vision for the future here. And I do hope that also that we as a council, along with other bodies and agencies, can get people working and in the jobs, be it local government and road service, etc. And that should be another strand that we should be looking into as well. So I'm happy to propose, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews, and I'm happy to second that as I also can move on then to item number 6, which is the Challenge Fund Trail Plans SLA with Orney 21-22. And again, that's yourself, Mr. McGilley.
Yes, Chair. Under the Challenge Fund administered through the NIEA, Council secured funding to develop a range of initiatives across the district, which has been match funded by the COVID recovery monies through the Council in the current financial year. As part of the programme, there's 5 trails have been identified within the Sleat Gullion area, and we're seeking approval to enter into a service level agreement with Orney Outdoor Recreation NA to manage and maintain these trails and develop them moving forward during the current financial year. So we're seeking approval to enter into this service level agreement at a cost of £49,500, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. McGilley. Councillor Milgrew.
Thank you, Chair. I'm happy to propose, and I just wanted to say, there's lots of very good news items on this agenda tonight, and that's very welcome. I just wanted to make the comment that the work that has been done to Slieve Gullion has been a game changer, and every time I walk up that mountain, it used to be just us and nobody else. We had it to ourselves. Now we meet people from all over Europe and especially from the south. It's just superb, the work that has been done on the trails already. And I welcome, the fact that this report has been brought forward and that the walking trails are going to be extended. So well done, everybody. It's fantastic. Good news story.
Thank you, Councillor Mulgrew. Councillor McMurray, you're looking to come in with a comment?
It's great to see these trails and the development. I don't get across the Slieve Gullion as much as I would like to, but certainly it's a beautiful hill, and as I say, it's just great to see. And we have been very lucky over here in Slieve Croob, Chair, as you well know, and it's great to see this being developed across the district with the other DAAs, which was always the plan, so it's really good to see. So yeah, happy days.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there, Andy, you're right. Councillor Andrews?
Thanks very much, Chair. First of all, I do share the sentiments of the previous speakers. It is a good news story for Gullion, and I'd like to pay tribute to all involved for rolling out such a wonderful facility, to make it more attractive for visitors from all arts and parts to come along. But I was just wondering, are there any other schemes envisaged elsewhere across the district with outdoor recreation? Thank you.
Mr. McGilley, can you come back in on that?
Sure, there's a whole programme of activity under the AOMB Action Plan and the Challenge Fund that will be rolled out across the district. This is just dealing specifically with this one geographical area to move these schemes forward in the current financial year.
Thanks very much, Johnny. Thanks, Chair. And again, well done to all concerned. Thank you.
Thank you. So that item was proposed by Councillor McGree and seconded by Councillor Kern. All right, so we'll move on to item number 7 on your agenda, which is the report of the Wormpoint Front Shore Public Realm Scheme, the meeting held on the 5th of October. And again, that's yourself, Mr. McGilley.
Yep, Chair, yeah, this is a report of the Task and Finish group that met on the 5th of October. Chair, the key recommendations are to extend the public consultation on the breakwater proposals, and to, based on a phased implementation, bring back a report to the Strategic Finance and Working Group, Strategic Finance Working Group on options around a phased implementation of the scheme, for a future meeting to discuss the financial implications, Chair.
Thank you,
also to proceed to REBA stage four design to allow the scheme to progress potentially in this financial year. Sorry.
Thank you. Councillor Savage?
Can you hear me, Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, it's just it wasn't coming up on the conversation there. I couldn't see whether it proposed or not, but I'm happy, Chair, to propose this. It's very important development, and I believe we need to ensure that we bring our people with us in relation to the breakwater phase, but also that we do what we can to make sure we deliver it within the financial year. So I think it's very important we proceed with it.
Councillor Savage, are you on ERT committee?
Yes.
Yes, that's okay. Just for clarification, sorry. Thank you. Okay. Councillor Ryan.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I second that their proposal. It's obviously finances is a major part of the proposal, and it's unfortunate that we can't move all together, but it's vitally important that we move forward with phase one, and it's imperative that that happens in a timely manner. There's no doubt over the summer months it's shown us the need for the upgrade of the shorefront in Warren Point, and as a Warren Point councillor, it's something that we need to see progressed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. So that's proposed by Councillor Savage and seconded by Councillor Ryan. Thank you. Okay, folks. So moving on, items, 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12 are in closed session, are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may be raised by resolution, be excluded during these items. So I need a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session. So proposed by Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Mulgrew. So just give a few minutes. my folks, so we better order, please. Okay, so whilst in closed session, item number 8, the Christmas light switch on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hannah, it was agreed to issue service level agreements for the delivery of Christmas events and activities to 5 community development groups in November, December 2021, with named event organisers required to ensure events and activities can be safely delivered whilst taking all reasonable measures to limit the risk of transmission of the COVID-19 virus. Council Christmas Illumination Programme of Activities to be hosted in Dunpatrick and Newry in November and December. Officers to undertake the relevant procurement exercises to tender and appoint suppliers for the event production services as detailed in the report. Item number 9, Newcastle Harbour Fishing Tours. On the proposal of Councillor Kern and seconded by Councillor Hannah, it was agreed to approve a trial programme of fishing tours from Newcastle Harbour and the provision of an accessible pontoon as detailed in the report dated 11th of October 2021 from Mr Patterson, Assistant Director of Tourism, Culture and Events. Item number 10, permissive path agreement with Sleaf Gullion. On the proposal of Councillor Stokes and seconded by Councillor Mulgrew, it was agreed to enter into a permissive path agreement with the landowner Pius Tierney, Mathener Road, Mullabon. The path, which is 360 metres in length, is from the permissive access woodland at Bluebell Lane, Tully McCreeve Road, Mullabon, to the Mathener Road, Mullabon. The permissive path agreement will be for a period of 10 years minimum. The council will provide public liability insurance at no extra cost to council. Item number 11, St Patrick's Day 2022. On the proposal of Councillor Curran and seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed to approve recommendations contained in the report dated 11th of October 2021 from Mr Patterson, Assistant Director of Tourism, Culture and Events, to deliver St Patrick's Day parades and associated events in March 2022. Item number 12, Tourism NI Experience Development Capital Programme. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Mulgrew, it was agreed to grant approval to submit two applications to the Tourism NI Experience Development Capital Programme for 2021-2023 for projects at Kilbroney and Sleaf Gullion Forest Parks. Item number 13, Viking Festival, Ards and North Down Borough Council, a service level agreement. On the proposal of Councillor Burgess and seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed to approve recommendations set out at 3.1 of the report dated on the 11th of October 2021 from Mr Patterson to enter into a service level agreement with Ards and North Down Borough Council to deliver a Viking Festival as part of the Tourism NI market-led product development programme. Okay. Items number 14 to 22 are for noting only, and I would recommend that if anyone has any issues with these, they did bring them up with the officer listed on the report.
Thanks so much, Chair.
So, folks, that concludes our October's ART meeting. Safe home to those that are in the chamber, and we'll see you next month for those of you who are home. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair.